This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. According to the Department of Commerce, the United States attracted nearly $4 trillion in foreign investment in 2016. That's the latest year we've got data for. 2016 is also, and this matters, before President Trump took office and brought with him a cooling of some of America's key global economic relationships. That's the long way around to set up this next story. The fifth annual Select USA Investment Summit gets going this week, Wednesday, in suburban Maryland. It's co-sponsored by the Commerce Department. Thousands of current and potential foreign investors are going to spend 3 days being pitched by states and cities looking to get their money. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer takes a look at the state of international investment matchmaking in the age of Trump.
For years, Fairfax County, Virginia has pretty much sold itself. Low taxes, great schools, commuting distance from Capitol Hill and the Pentagon. But this year, Fairfax isn't leaving anything to chance. It's lined up a cushy motor coach, okay, bus, to ferry international investors around the county for 3.5 hours the day before the summit starts. Gerald Gordon, head of Fairfax's Economic Development Authority, gives me an abbreviated version of the tour and his spiel.
10 Fortune 500 headquarter operations, an extraordinary workforce for information technology and other technologies.
We pass the corporate headquarters of Intelstat and Volkswagen North America. Gordon points out there are two airports nearby, one international. And he says the county is diverse, with about 48%.
People from outside the United States, different ethnicities, different national origins.
And if your company is worried about getting hit with an unexpected tariff or quota, Gordon says, U.S. business groups are lobbying Congress hard. And eventually, he promises, Congress will rein Trump in. It's all good.
I think these companies are resigned to going through whatever they need to get through in order to be in the United States. So they'll deal with it. They'd rather not, but they will.
Some of the foreign investors I've talked to do feel that way. Andre Kudelski heads the Kudelski Group, a Swiss cybersecurity firm with offices all over the U.S., including a big office in Phoenix that opened recently. I asked Kudelski if he knew then what he knows now, would he have expanded? Kudelski says what matters to him is the health of the U.S. economy.
The main driver for our expansion is how the U.S. economy is performing.
Okay, that's a yes. Kudelski will be at the investment summit. So will Jonas Swartau, CEO of the Dutch company Newcold. It's building a $90 million highly automated cold food storage facility in Idaho.
So we're developing one of the most advanced cold storages you can imagine.
Storage used by U.S. food processors who export their products. Swartau is worried about what's happening with trade.
As far as they sell their goods outside of the USA and their business is impacted by the NAFTA discussions or potential trade wars, of course, we may be impacted by that.
But would he do it all again if he knew then what he knows now?
Yes, we would do that. Yep.
Eric Chung doesn't share that enthusiasm. Chung is in marketing at POSCO, a South Korean steelmaker with plants in Alabama and Indiana. POSCO imports steel from South Korea and processes it for U.S. manufacturers who turn it into car parts. But POSCO is facing quotas and tariffs, and the new Indiana plant is already running way below capacity. In fact, it's losing around $200,000 a month. Chung says POSCO's management would not do it all again.
The management definitely would not go for putting this investment here if they knew about what's happening right now.
Chung says he might still go to the Select USA Summit to make contacts, not scout for deals. At this point, foreign steel is a non-starter. Jan Rogers is CEO for Regional Economic Development for Eastern Idaho. She'll be looking for investors in tech and certain types of agriculture. She says she's not that worried about trade yet.
I don't know that it keeps me up at night, but it's on the radar for sure.
And Rogers thinks she may have discovered a way to turn the tariffs to her advantage by reminding international investors, if you make it and sell it in the United States, you don't pay a tariff. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.